time. Gittison, Donovan Trumbull doing everything they can just to get the ball back. Now Reese fires. Another great dig that time. Boy, Brumman's been all over the place. And finally, it's finished by Kenzie Drudik. Her fourth kill of the game and her ninth of the match.
Tonight is the quarterfinals of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament in Kearney. As the Orange Chanticleers battle the Centura Centurions and the Kearney Catholic Stars take on the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Prasoski to serve. Alley goes deep middle. Picked up that time by Drudik. Back set right side. Carson, big swing. Smith with a great dig. Connor's able to set it to Studi. Again on that outside left side and drives it down and good.
Kearney Catholic has dominated the conference tournament in recent years, but the Stars are only seeded third this year. Tonight, two teams will advance to Tuesday semifinals in Wood River, which you can also hear on Classic Hits. It's the Lou Platt Conference Tournament coming up next, but first a new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Cope Gymnasium in Kearney with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic High School. The 2013 Lou Platt Conference Volleyball continues with a quarterfinal matchup between the number 3 seed Kearney Catholic Lady Stars and the number 6 seed, the Donovan Trumbull Lady Cardinals. The teams played a week ago Thursday in a triangular that we brought you in Ord, and Donovan Trumbull competed but did not win a game. Ord won both games from Donovan Trumbull, and Kearney Catholic won both games. Earlier tonight, about 25 minutes ago, in a match you heard right here, Ord was able to sweep Centura 25-20, 19, and 23 to advance on to quarterfinal action. We'll look at the starting lineups for the Stars and Cardinals right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Time now to take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. For the visiting Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, they'll start with number 2, 5'3 senior, Jordan Brummond. Number 14, a 5'9 senior, Kaylee Glover. Number 10, 5'8 junior, Hannah Bosch. Number 19, 5'5 freshman, McKenna Nemeth. Number 4, 6'1 sophomore, leads the team in kills, Lauren Heinrichs. And number 26, 5'7 senior, Ashton Mazur, the libero. Number 32, 5'4 junior, Lexi Katzberg. Donovan Trumbull is 10-12 on the season. They went 1-3 in their last four matches. Coached by Tara Jones, assisted by Mandy Buderis, Tracy Nelson, and Alex Arms. For Kearney Catholic, in number 3 will be 5'6" junior, Morgan Studi. Number 8, 5'9 junior, Callie Oatbrick. Number 5, 5'7 senior, Shayla Connor. Number 6, 5'8 sophomore, Madison Squires. Number 7, 5'7 sophomore, Courtney Shundoff. And number 10, 5'6 junior, Allie Prasoski. The libero is number 4, 5'6 junior, Whitney Colling. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Chris Connor, assisted by Amy Johnson, Lisa Sokolowski, and James Raffinus. The Stars are 13-6, ranked 7th in C1, and they are the 4-time defending conference tournament champions, winning 6 of the last 7. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank and Kearney, the better bank. We'll start it off after this.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, and you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Other volleyball action that is going on tonight in the Fort Kearney Conference. SEM has eliminated Amherst 25-21 in the third set. Overton will be taking on Elwood in the next match over at Overton. And then at Elm Creek, it was Elm Creek advancing to they're playing Eustace Farnham, who beat Pleasanton in three sets, and Axtell swept Wilcox Hildreth. Over at St. Paul, Loup City Arcadia beat Gibbon 15-13 in the fifth to advance on, and then they got to turn right around and play St. Paul. And Adams Central has defeated Ravenna 3-1. After dropping the opening set, they won the next three, 25-18 in the fourth. So they'll turn around and play Wood River. We'll be at Wood River Tuesday and Thursday for the semifinals and finals. And again, Ord earlier tonight here beat Centura. Donovan Trumbull has won the toss, and they'll get to serve it away as we get this quarterfinal underway. It goes through Whitney Colling's hands, but Prasoski runs it down, and Studi takes a swing at it. Dug out there by Katzberg and taken across by Donovan Trumbull's Kaylee Glover. Here's Studi again. That attack is deep and out of bounds, and the first point goes to Donovan Trumbull. Again, we play the best of five here in the Lou Platt. And Jordan Brumman is doing the serving. Brumman leads the team in aces. That lefty can fire it across. Got 48 coming in tonight. Colling handles that. Left side Studi again. She's deep. So a couple of errors, and Donovan Trumbull's up 2-0. Again, right around that Ord match, that triangular we were talking about a week ago Thursday, that's when Coach Chris Connor with Paige Herbert getting hurt. She is still out, expected to be back in the lineup this week. Stepped on a foot in warm-ups there as this pass goes back into the net. Connor digs it out, but then it's passed out of bounds by the Stars. And Donovan Trumbull's up 3-0. So Colling went to the libero. Studi takes the libero jersey off, becomes a hitter. And Ord is only, or excuse me, Kearney Catholic's only played one match since that triangular, and that was against Ravenna, an easy win for them. Serve across, handled by Squires. Here's Oprick on the attack. Off the block, it's dug out, and Donovan Trumbull goes to the outside. Glover off the tip. It's pulled up there by the Stars and dumped across by Connor, the center, and she'll get the kill. Shayla Connor, who has picked up many more kills from that setting position than you would normally see, has 66 kills this year and gets Kearney Catholic on the board 3-1. And here's Studi with a jump serve that is well deep. So Morgan a little off kilter here at the start of the match, but as with all athletes, I'm sure she'll come around. It's 4-1, though. Donovan Trumbull off to the start that they kind of need here. Get some momentum, get some confidence. And how about an ace serve? Can Colling get to it to the back wall? Yeah, she did. And Kearney Catholic passed it across. Free ball off the serve of Glover. Heinrichs on the outside. She drives it off the tip, down and good. Lauren Heinrichs with the kill, and it is 5-1, Donovan Trumbull. Glover, 5'9 senior, to serve it away again. Good line drive serve. Colling, good pass to Connor that time. Sets outside for Squires, and the leading attacker on the Stars drives it home. Squires with her first kill. Side out, Kearney Catholic. And the Stars will do some substituting here. Checking in will be Courtney Shundoff. And going back to serve, Jenny Beans, 5'6 freshman. First time we've seen her in the varsity lineup this year. And she's going to go in and serve. Beans, nice serve. It's an ace. And Beans will get another chance here. Cut it to 2-5-3. Just a sophomore that has moved in and earning some playing time because of that serve. And here comes Beans again. Again, another low line drive serve that's picked up by Glover. Out to Heinrichs from the 10-foot line. She rolled it over the double block and got the kill. Second kill for Lauren, and it is 6-3 in favor of Donovan Trumbull. Back to serve it away is Hannah Bosch. Kearney Catholic looks like they're going to be doing a lot of substituting here early on as Colling's back in at the libero position. Bosch now to serve it away. And very close to that service line. Drives it over. Here's Squires. Got a good look, but she's blocked up front. Ace block. Donovan Trumbull. And it's Ashton Mazur teaming up with Nemeth. Mazur will get credit for the block. And we saw plenty of blocks in our first match between Ord and Centura. And we get our first one here early in game number one. And the next serve is going to be deep and out of bounds. So a side out here for Kearney Catholic. And into the lineup will be Anna Squires. So both Anna and Maddie are in the front row. Madison, the sophomore. Anna, the freshman. And Shayla Connor, the setter, will serve it away. Takes it right at Glover. Here's a short set. Heinrichs on the quick. It's down. It's good. And Heinrichs will get her third kill. When we saw Donovan Trumbull play up at that triangular in Ord a couple of weeks ago, Heinrichs kind of struggled, not because she couldn't attack it. They just didn't get her the ball much. And it's 8-4 Donovan Trumbull. And into serve will be Hadley Lewis, 5'6 junior. Takes it over to Squires. Connor, high set for Maddie in the middle, and that one is ripped down and good. Squires looking good. Good form here early on. And it's 8-5, and checking in for Kearney Catholic. Here is Mackenzie Smith. Smith to serve it away. She has continued to grow here as a server, plays that back row for the Stars. She has quit taking lessons from her father and has started to serve a lot better as the serve is across, tipped over by Heinrichs, set to the outside and rolled back over by Studi, picked up by Donovan Trumbull. Go to the left wing this time. Mazur will tip it over. Now the middle attack, Studi. It's going to be blocked. Did it go out of bounds? Yeah, it went out of bounds. It rolled all the way down the net and ended up falling out of bounds. So Studi will get the kill. Heinrichs couldn't quite close that block up. And Smith to serve it away. That time just a tad deep, and it's off the back line and out of bounds. Donovan Trumbull, 9. Kearney Catholic, 6 here in the opening game, best of 5 of our Luplat Conference quarterfinal. Winner will advance on to play tomorrow night in the second semifinal around 7:30 at Wood River. You'll hear it right here. Heinrichs with a powerful jump serve for the 6-1-er. The sophomore drives it over, and the Stars just set it across. Dumped back by the setter, Brumman, and she put it too deep. She tried to find that far back corner and just sent it over the back line and out of bounds. So a point here for Kearney Catholic. After being down 5-1, they've cut it back to 2 again at 9-7, and Whitney Colling to serve it away. Colling floats it deep back row to the outside, up, Glover ball down, and Kaylee with her first kill. Glover at 5-9, but plays bigger than that. And Heinrichs at 6-1, good 1-2 combination there for Coach Jones. And time to check in and serve it with Emma Grosshans, 5'5 junior. And Grosshans serve into the net. So the second service error here for Donovan Trumbull. And right back in will be Mazur. And for Kearney Catholic, Ali Prasoski returns. And Anna Squires will check out. So all kinds of rotations for both of these coaches. And Prasoski to serve down 10-8 game one. Allie knuckleballs it across. Heinrichs picks it up. Bump set to the outside. It'll be floated across there by Glover. Stars will get it to Connor. Slide it to Oprah. Block. Stars dig it out. Dumped across by Connor. And Shayla will get the kill. Second kill for Shayla. Stars cut it to 1. 10-9. And Prasoski to serve. Allie into the net. Donovan Trumbull will take advantage of the second service error by the Stars, and it is 11-9. Don't forget, a lot coming up here the next couple of weeks. Just 2 weeks left in the football season, regular season. We've got district and state cross country. We've got state softball later this week. State golf had to work through the rain today. And we got a lot of conference volleyball going on here this week as Studi takes it from the 10-foot line. Picked up by Katzberg. Here's the set, Brumman, right side attack by Nemeth. The freshman takes it over. Stars able to pick it up to Studi. Near side attack right inside that line. As Morgan, in between a big swing and a roll, had good pace on that to get the kill, and now she'll go back and serve it away. Here in game one on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Donovan Trumbull, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Studi's jump serve picked up by Heinrichs. Brumman runs it down. It's tapped across there by Bosch. Stars will have to have Prasoski set it to the outside. Squires, and she's just inside the back line. Maddie with her third kill. And we are tied up 11-11 now in game number one. And Studi goes to the jump serve again. That one dug out by Glover. Brumman sets to the outside for the freshman. Nemeth rolls it off the double block, and crossing the center line is Kearney Catholic. Give the kill to McKenna Nemeth. It was almost a whale of a 1-2 effort by Oprick and Connor to dig that out of the net. Instead, it will be a point for the Cardinals. 12-11, Donovan Trumbull, game one, best of five. Ord beat Centura in three sets, straight sets, earlier tonight as Squires tips it over. Good dig that time by Brumman, and pass back across by Donovan Trumbull, tipped right back to the Cardinals, set it for Heinrichs. She'll go wide and out of bounds. 12-12. But it's been a tight first set so far, and Jenny Beans will come in and serve. Shundoff will play the front row here for the Stars. Beans got an ace the first time she was back there in game one. But 12-12, no real big runs. Donovan Trumbull got off to the 5-1 start. And Beans floats that one across to Katzberg. Here's the set middle. Heinrichs quick, down and good. Fourth kill for Lauren Heinrichs. She's got four of the six for Donovan Trumbull. And back to serve it away will be Hannah Bosch. And teams are, the way this is going, they might run out of substitutions. We are seeing a sub for both teams at least every time there's a dead ball. Somebody's coming in. Here's Maddie Squires driving it off the block and picking up her fourth kill of the opening set. She's got four of the Stars, eight. Again, back in, Anna Squires. Stars are playing without Paige Herbert. She's been out really only two games, but it's been 10 days since rolling her ankle, and expected to play later this week if the Stars can advance. Donovan Trumbull gets the ball into the middle. Katzberg has to bump it across. It might have been out. Studi wasn't sure, so she played it. Set it to the outside. Squires dug out in the back corner by Glover. Off the net, Brumman went and got it, and then two players run into each other. And the ball falls for Donovan Trumbull. Point Kearney Catholic, 14-13. And the Stars have their first lead here of the match. And we will get the timeout by Donovan Trumbull. Timeout on the floor. Opening game, Stars 14, Cardinals 13 on Classic Hits.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. In Major League Baseball, they're in the middle of the third inning. The Cardinals and Dodgers 0-0 in the middle of the third out in Los Angeles. And currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. It is Monday Night Football, 11.5 to go in the first quarter. The Colts have kicked a field goal, Indianapolis 3 and San Diego nothing. Shayla Connor now to serve it away for Kearney Catholic, taking their first lead at 14-13. Donovan Trumbull called timeout. Didn't get it to their setter, so it's passed across by Nemeth. Kearney Catholic goes middle, and Squires gets the kill. That'll be her first. And here's what Donovan Trumbull has to be careful of. The Stars maybe starting to get a little momentum here. A little mojo rolling. 15-13 to score. And Shayla Connor going for three in a row. And the serve just barely got across. Diving save. Katzberg get it to Heinrichs off the double block. Down and good. Heinrichs with her fifth kill. And Donovan Trumbull will get the ball back. 15-14 the score. Back to serve it away. Hadley Lewis will enter. And Lewis with the serve. Set middle, Stars on the swing, Squires blocked up front, picked up by Connor. Now Maddie Squires on the swing. Donovan Trumbull has it to Heinrichs. Heinrichs rattles it off Connor and gets kill number six. And it's 15-15, game number one. Members of the UNK volleyball team sliding in to watch. Of course, a lot of them have those Kearney Catholic ties. Coach Squires, two daughters playing. Bailey Sokolowski, a Star alum on last year's state championship team. Here's Lewis with an ace serve. Lewis makes it 16-15. Cardinals get the lead back here in game one. Lewis, very short serve, just got across, diving save that time by Studi. They're able to get it to Shundoff. She's blocked, digs her own block. Connor dumps it across into the corner. Katzberg got a hand on it to Glover. Has to be passed over by Brumman and is into the back row to Studi. Connor, high set. Batty Squires goes up. Ball goes down. And that'll be her fifth kill. 16-16. Smith now in to serve it away for Kearney Catholic. And McKenzie goes to the far right corner, trying to give the Stars the lead back. And McKenzie serve. Down the middle, Katzberg tight to the net. Heinrichs on the quick will put it away. Lauren Heinrichs all over the place right now, and it is 17-16, Donovan Trumbull. And now Heinrichs will go to the back row to serve. That means we'll be watching Kaylee Glover in the front row as the main hitter here for Donovan Trumbull. Second on the team in kills. Heinrichs already had 200 coming in tonight. And Lauren now at the service line really whacks it. It's going to be an ace. Smith thought about getting out of the way, but it was too late. She started to make the play, and it went off her fingertips, and it is 18-16, Donovan Trumbull. Heinrichs have to take a little something off of it here. She's going to continue to wreck it that hard, and that time it's out of bounds. Heinrichs, basically, it's not a jump serve with a lot of spin. She's basically trying to spike it from the service line and missed that one by a couple of feet. So Whitney Colling now will serve it away. 18-17, Stars down one. And it hit the net, crawled across, but it's a free ball, one-time swing. Hopebreak able to put it away. So the Stars got a little luck there by hitting the tape so hard, and we're tied at 18. They'll take it, though. They've been battling from behind, surprisingly, all game long. But Donovan Trumbull's playing well, and you know they've got to win this first set. Overpass, though, on serve receive, and it's tipped down by Studi. So a couple of easy ones there, and we will see a timeout as Kearney Catholic has regained the lead. Still a one-point match. Timeout, Donovan Trumbull. Kearney Catholic 19. The Stars leading it 19-18 over Donovan Trumbull. We'll be right back.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
19-18, Kearney Catholic out of the Donovan Trumbull timeout. Middle attack, one-on-one. Mazur is going to be blocked, and it's going to be blocked by Obrick. Callie with the first ace block of the night for Kearney Catholic, and the Stars are up two for the second time tonight, 20-18. Colling serves again. That one is mishandled in the back row. Brumman got to it, though. Standing spike driven across by Glover, and Glover finds the kill. Bailey with her second kill, side out here. Donovan Trumbull will bring in Emma Grosshans to serve it away. Trying to pull off a little upset here in game one and grab some momentum. Never know what happens after that. And Brumman serve, miss hit. Grosshans serve, miss hit, and into the net. That'll be service error number four of this opening set for Donovan Trumbull. Kearney Catholic leads it 21-19. That 2 points equals their largest lead of the match. And now serving it away will be Allie Prasoski. Brumman sets outside Glover. It was a high set. She had to just slap it over. Now an overpass, joust at the net. Connor twice with Glover. Comes to Donovan Trumbull. Glover attacks, dug out by Smith. Set to the outside, Studi. Off the block that time, Abash comes across. Dumped over by the setter, Brumman at Prasoski. Quick set, middle, Oprek tips it over. Picking it up, Donovan Trumbull. All they can do is set it over very short. It's actually a free ball, and Oprek didn't know what to do with it. Set it right back. Here's Glover. She taps it over. Set back quickly by Connor, and Connor finds the corner. Way too many one times that time. And it'll be a point for Kearney Catholic, and they are up 22-19, and the Cardinals have used both of their timeouts. Prasoski to serve. Short serve. Heinrichs dives after it, but not good enough. A serve, Kearney Catholic, 23-19, and it looks a lot like Ord holding off Centura in their match earlier tonight. Centura was there. They just could never win a set. Here's the set, Brumman to the outside. Glover got a good look off the tip. It's down and good. Third kill for Kaylee Glover. Side out, Donovan Trumbull. One more chance here for the Cardinal as McKenna Nemeth back into the front row. And it will be Jordan Brumman to serve it away. Brumman, the first server in the rotation. The leading server drives it across at Smith. Set outside, Studi a little late getting there. Dug out by Heinrichs. Set out to Glover. It's a little deep and out of bounds. The set was a long way over there, and it was just deep enough that she had to reach back a little more and missed it by 6-8 inches. And that means it is game point for Kearney Catholic in the jump serve of Morgan Studi at 24-20 here in the opening set. Studi with the toss, the serve, picked up by Katzberg, handles it well. Set right side, Glover blocked, and out of bounds. Out of bounds by Squires. So Glover gets the kill, her fourth. She and Heinrichs have all but one of the kills, and now Glover to serve. Still game point for Kearney Catholic, 24-21 at Colling. Studi has to run it down. They're going to have to pass it across with Prasoski. Free ball across here to Donovan Trumbull. Set it to the outside, and Heinrichs hits it deep and out of bounds. And that's how game one will come to an end. Very competitive again, but Donovan Trumbull can't quite get over the hump in game one. Kearney Catholic, 25-21. We'll be back with the numbers right after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
In the market for a new or used vehicle, save time, save money, and shop first at crossroads-ford.com. You'll find Crossroads' complete inventory online. From pickups and SUVs to money-saving compacts, just go to crossroads-ford.com. And if you have something special in mind, just click on Car Finder, and Crossroads will help you find the vehicle you're looking for. Your first step in finding a new or used vehicle, crossroads-ford.com. The place to get a great deal.
Here's a quick look at the numbers we had in the opening set. First of all, for Donovan Trumbull, Jordan Brumman, 3 service points. Lauren Heinrichs had an ace serve and 7 kills. Hannah Bosch had a service point. Kaylee Glover, a service point and 4 kills. Hadley Lewis, 2 service points. One was an ace. McKenna Nemeth had a kill, and Ashton Mazur had an ace block. 12 kills, 1 ace block, and 2 ace serves. For Kearney Catholic, Morgan Studi, a service point, 3 kills. Whitney Colling, 3 service points. Shayla Connor had 2 service points and 3 kills. Maddie Squires, 5 kills. Callie Oprick, an ace block and a kill. Anna Squires, a kill. Allie Prusoski had 3 service points. One was an ace. Mackenzie Smith, a service point. And Jenny Beans had an ace serve. 13 kills. 1 ace block, 2 ace serves. The Stars take the opening game 25-21. And we'll be back with second set action from the Lou Platt Conference Tournament right after this timeout.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
With our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Cope Gymnasium, Kearney Catholic High School. This is KKPR-FM, Kearney, Donovan Trumbull, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. The Lou Platte Conference Tournament quarterfinal action tonight. It was Ord defeating Centura 25-20, 25-19, 25-23. Loup City Arcadia, a five-set winner tonight over Gibbon. They're currently playing St. Paul. And Adams Central, a four-set winner over Ravenna. They're currently playing Wood River. Here, Kearney Catholic takes the opening game from Donovan Trumbull 25-21. And the Stars will serve it away first here in game two. Allie Prasoski floats it across the 10-foot line to Heinrichs. They'll send it to Glover. She softly takes it and sends it wide and out of bounds. So Kearney Catholic will get the opening point. Prasoski to serve it away. The winner of this plays the winner of the match between St. Paul and Arcadia Loup City. Outside attack. Glover this time didn't miss, and Glover will get the kill. Fifth kill for Kaylee. 1-1 the score. And Nemeth back into the front row. Brumman goes back to serve it away. Again, tomorrow night we'll be in Wood River for the semifinals. Beginning at 6 o'clock, Ord will play the winner of the Adams Central and Wood River match. Here's the serve by Brumman. Strong at calling. They may have changed the libero. We may have to check that out here. And the Stars get it across the net. It'll be driven over there by Shayla Connor. Here's the right side attack. Taken across by the Cardinals. Studi near the out-of-bounds stake, but she's able to keep it in and get the kill. Morgan Studi with her fourth kill. Kearney Catholic up 2-1. It looks like they have made Michelle Mesbarg the libero for this game. And Whitney Colling may have changed jerseys, and they may use her as a hitter. Studi serves. Here's the left side tip across by Donovan Trumbull and Nemeth. Stars at the net are in the net. Connor elbow in the net. And a side out here for Donovan Trumbull. 2-2. At the service line, Kaylee Glover, and that brings the 6'1 sophomore Heinrichs into the front row for Coach Jones and Donovan Trumbull. Glover, line drive serve is on the line. She brought it right in front of the up official, took it at the lines judge, who was trying to get out of the way and still make the proper call. And it goes down as an ace. That'll be the first ace for Glover, third for the team tonight. Tries it again. This time it's picked up by Mesbarger. Set middle. Obrecht, she's there quickly, and the ball's down and good. Callie getting her second kill. And it's 3-3. Beans will come in to serve it away. And Whitney Colling has taken the libero jersey off, but she is on the bench. Jenny Beans to serve. Flies it down the middle, picked up by the libero, Katzberg. High set to the 10-foot line, rolled over by Nemeth, dug out by Studi. The Stars will set to the outside, Squires. She goes near corner, and Maddie gets the kill. That'll be her team high sixth. Kearney Catholic takes the lead 4-3 here in game two after winning the opener 25-21. Kearney Catholic football team will be in Imperial to take on Chase County Friday night. We'll have the action on ESPN 1460. We'll also have the Donovan Trumbull football game on 1230 AM KHAS as they play Hastings St. Cecilia. As Donovan Trumbull goes right side, Hannah Bosch will get her first kill as she placed it sweetly over the top of the double block. Now she'll go back and serve. Tied 4-4. Again, this one will take a little while to play because, as we mentioned in the first game, if there's a rotation, there's a sub. If not on both teams, at least one of them. Here's Maddie Squires again, really unloading, but it's blocked. Donovan Trumbull picks it up. Heinrichs, same thing. Off the block of Shundoff, picked up by Connor. Squires, she's blocked by Heinrichs. Some big swings here. Squires this time rolls it over, dug out by Brumman. This time they'll set it to the middle. Punched across by Mazur. Dug out by Studi. Slide it to Shundoff. She'll cut it across and get the kill. Courtney Shundoff with her first kill. And you can see how that point rolled along. With the big hitters, Squires and Heinrichs going after each other, the setters had to move the ball away to find an opening, and it finally worked there for Courtney Shundoff. Shayla Connor now to go serve it away. One of the few returning starters from last year's state championship team. Nice up there by Donovan Trumbull. A quick to Heinrichs. She gets it over. Stars go outside Squires. Squires beats the block and gets the kill. Number 7 for Maddie, and Kearney Catholic up 6-4. Donovan Trumbull comes in at 10 and 12. They are trying to find a way to get some wins back on the board here as the set goes to the outside, and Donovan Trumbull will dump that one into the net. It's now 7 to 4. For Donovan Trumbull, they lost to D2 number one Giltner. They beat Heartland. They lost Kearney Catholic and Orman. We saw them last time. They also lost to St. Paul. And here's an ace serve for Connor. And just like that, Kearney Catholic's rattle off four in a row to go up 8-4. And Glover's going to come out, and Grosshans going to come in defensively for Donovan Trumbull. So Donovan Trumbull has been seeing a little bit tougher portion of their schedule. They're 2-8 in their last 10 after starting 8-4 on the season, and now a service error for Kearney Catholic. Gives the ball back over to Donovan Trumbull. The wins were against Ravenna and Heartland, but they've played St. Cecilia, Centennial, Fillmore Central, Sandy Creek, Ord, Kearney Catholic, Giltner, and St. Paul. As the serve comes across now for Hadley Lewis, Kearney Catholic, unbelievably huge swing, Maddie Squires. She's able to stay out of that net. She came flying down the middle and has a big smile on her face because she knows she got a great set to swing at it as hard as she could. And that's what the hitters love in volleyball. And Smith in to serve it away. McKenzie skims it over the net, set to the outside. Driving it through the double block is Mazur, and Ashton will get her first kill, and it's right back over to Donovan Trumbull. Glover re-enters the ball game. Give you some updates here from action that is going on around the area and in the NFL. Elm Creek has taken the first set from Eustace Farnham, 25-18. In action at Elm Creek in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Here, Anna Squires tips it over the single block. They'll go outside Glover. She tips it back, and it's there. Kaylee Glover will get her sixth kill. 9-7. The Dodgers are on the board. They lead the Cardinals 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Dodgers 1, Cardinals nothing in the bottom of the fourth. Cardinals are up 2-0. And the serve here clips the net. Got it crossed. Connor got a hand on it. They return it. Free ball here, and the attack is deep and out of bounds for Donovan Trumbull. So Kearney Catholic with a little reflex there by Connor ends up winning him the point. Monday Night Football, nothing exciting. It's the Colts 3, the Chargers nothing after 1. And that's currently airing on ESPN, 1460, 1550. Back to action here. Middle attack. Zor picked up no problem there by the Stars. They set to the outside. Studi is going to be wide and out of bounds on that swing. And a side out here for Donovan Trumbull. Checking into the ball game will be Abby Williams to serve, the 5'2 freshman. Coach Jones using almost as much of her bench as Coach Connor is for Kearney Catholic. 10-8, Stars game 2. They won the opener. Serve picked up by Mackenzie Smith. Connor runs it down to Smith in the back row. She'll take a swing. Probably would have been out of bounds, but Donovan Trumbull played it, and they will not get it back. Mackenzie Smith will get that back row kill. And it's 11-8, Kearney Catholic. Prasoski now will check in and serve it away. As the volleyball season starts to wind down, just a couple of weeks to go after this. And then we're into districts, a very tough one for these both of these teams. As the tip by Glover is blocked by Connor, it stays in, and Glover will be blocked successfully by Connor. Shayla with the ace block, and Prasoski with her fifth point on serve tonight. And the Stars now are up 12-8. Serve deep left corner, picked up there by Lewis, set to the outside, rolled into the back row to Michelle Messbarger. Stars get it outside Studi. Studi off the single block and gets the kill, number 5. And timeout on the floor by Donovan Trumbull. It's Kearney Catholic 13, Donovan Trumbull 8. Stars won the opening set 25-21. You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Tournament on Classic Hits.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
As always, want to say a big thank you to Athletic Director Rick Petrie and the entire crew here at Kearney Catholic for their hospitalities. Wells and Parr doing the officiating here tonight, as we have seen them, veteran officials handling high school volleyball for a long, long time. And now it will be Kearney Catholic to serve it away, starting to pull away here in game two, 13-8. They won the opener 25-21. Ward has already beaten Centura tonight in straight sets. Allie Prusoski on the serve. Set to the outside. Donovan Trumbull bangs it into the net. Will it be a block? I think Oprich might have got a little bit of a hand on it from the attack of Hannah Bosch. And we'll give her credit for that. Sometimes you got to go by the reaction, and it looked like she must have touched the ball. Prusoski serve down the left side. Tough one to handle. They do. Tipped across by Glover. And in the net, called on Donovan Trumbull trying to run it down. So all of a sudden, Kearney Catholic running up here 15-8. Donovan Trumbull was playing so well in the first set. Now the ball's not bouncing their way, and they got to find a way to get it turned around. Brumman sets outside again. One arm saved by Smith on the attack by Bosch, and the Stars dump it into their own net. Connor trying to go with a cute little tap there and caught the tape. 15-9. Donovan Trumbull will get the ball back, but got a little ways to go now. That first set was pretty close the whole way through, especially since the Cardinals took the early lead. Brumman tries soft serve again. Smith, full-out dive. And a double hit going to be called on the set of Connor. So a point for Donovan Trumbull. And I think it's safe to say that the second set has not been played nearly as clean as the opening set. And Brumman into the net. 16-10. Maddie Squires back into the front row here for Kearney Catholic. And Mackenzie Smith will come out and have to fix her knee brace. She's been jumping all over the floor here the last couple of points and gets that taken care of, an injury that occurred in basketball. And here's Studi with the jump serve, and that's the first ace for Morgan Studi. Studi had fired a couple but had not been able to get it to drop. That time she did, and it's 17-10 Stars. Studi serve, another jump. This one comes into the near corner to Glover. Set it back to Kaylee. Her attack into corner. Right back where it came from. Right back over the head of Studi. Drops it in, and good. That'll be the seventh kill for Glover, and she'll now go back and serve it away. In other volleyball action, Wood River has taken the first set from Adams Central, 25-21. And the serve across by Glover. Kearney Catholic goes wide that time to Squires. It is picked up. Now Heinrichs, who we haven't heard from in quite a while, gets a swing. Stars pick it up. Slide Oprich. She cuts it from right to left. Glover back middle. Picks it up. They set it back to Kaylee. Soft set across. Oprich digs it out. Then tapped over by Connor. And Connor will get the kill. Shayla, her fourth kill from the center possession. And it is 18-11 in favor of Kearney Catholic. In to serve, Jenny Beans. Beans waiting for the volleyball, now ready to go. Stars up 18-11, trying to go up 2-0 in the match in this best of five here in the conference tournament. Strong serve over to Katzberg, set outside Heinrichs, blocked, and it landed on the line. Connor and Shundoff were up there, and a timeout will be called by Donovan Trumbull. We will take a timeout and be back with more volleyball right after this.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
And welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits. Again, kind of recapping what's going on tonight in the Lou Platte Conference Tournament. Arcadia Loup City, a five-set winner over Gibbon, and they are currently playing St. Paul. Adams Central, a four-set winner over Ravenna, and Wood River took the first set from Adams Central. Ord, a straight set winner over Centura, three tight ones, 25-20, 19, and 23. Kearney Catholic took the first set here from Donovan Trumbull, 25-21, and now they are up 19-11 with Jenny Beans serving, and Jenny Beans getting her second ace. Again, there's not a lot of spin, just good line drive positioning here from the freshman. Gets her second ace of the match, 20-11. I'll give you a Fort Kearney Conference update here in just a moment. And Beans fires it away. Same spot right down the line. Heinrichs plays it this time. Set right side, and a double hit called on the Donovan Trumbull setter as the whistle blows in the middle of the play. In the FKC tonight, Eustace Farnham, they play just the best of three. Beat Pleasanton in three, and they drop the first set to Elm Creek. Axtell swept Wilcox Hildreth on that side of the bracket as Heinrichs finally gets a look and drives it home. That's her first kill of the second set. She had seven of the opening set, side out. Over at Overton, it was a three-set win for Elwood over Loomis. They are currently taking on Overton. And also, it was a three-set win for SEM over Amherst. 21-12. Here's Squires on the outside. Maddie, big swing. It's passed off the floor. Good run down by Brumman. Free ball across to the Stars. Connor dumps it down, wide open middle, and gets the kill. One of those where Donovan had to do so much running on the previous over that they were not back in time to cover the Connor tip. And it's 22-12, and now Shayla will go back to serve it away. Shayla right in the middle of that service area. Spins it and fires. Floats it across. Katzberg off her hands. It's going to be an ace. Shayla Connor with her second ace of this game. And it's 23-12. Stars have four ace serves in this set. And it looks like Coach Jones is going to go down the bench and bring in Katie Clocky here, 5'10 senior. We'll slide into the front row. And Connor to serve at 23-12, 2 points away from a 2-0 lead. Over to Glover. Here's the set. Brumman outside. Heinrich. She's blocked but out of bounds. And Lauren will get her ninth kill. Side out, Donovan Trumbull. In to serve will be Hadley Lewis. Just like we saw Centura do against Ord, they were down big in game two, made a run, and then had some momentum going into game three. Can Donovan Trumbull find that magic they had in the opening game? Across to Messbarger. Then they're not sure who's supposed to hit it, so it's bumped across by Studi. Free ball, Heinrichs takes it off the tip. Good dig to back row by Studi to Messbarger, and a back row attack by Studi is going to work. Boy, Morgan Studi, after diving for it, got up off that floor in a hurry and got a chance to put away her sixth kill. And now it's Mackenzie Smith in to serve it for Kearney Catholic. Game point for the Stars. And Smith with the serve, brings it down the left side to Glover. Brumman sets it right side. Heinrich, she'll unload it. It's wide and out of bounds, and that will be the end of game number two. A little bit easier for Kearney Catholic as they win it 25-13 after taking the opener 25-21. So Kearney Catholic's up 2-0 on Donovan Trumbull, and we'll come back and take a look at the stats right after this timeout.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Let's take a look at some of the numbers here from the second set. For Donovan Trumbull, just not as efficient as they were in the opening game. Jordan Brumman had one service point. Lauren Heinrichs had two kills. Hannah Bosch had a kill. Kaylee Glover had an ace serve, three kills. Hadley Lewis had a service point, and Ashton Mazur had one kill. Six kills, no ace blocks, one ace serve for the Cardinals. For Kearney Catholic, Morgan Studi had an ace serve and three kills. Shayla Connor had four service points, two of them aces. She had an ace block and two kills.
Maddie Squires, three kills. Courtney Shundoff, an ace block and a kill. Callie Oprek, an ace block and a kill. Allie Prasoski, four service points. Mackenzie Smith had one service point and even a kill from the back row. And Jenny Beans, three service points. One was an ace. 11 kills, three ace blocks, and four ace serves. Kearney Catholic takes game two, 25-13. And they're up two games to none in the best of five quarterfinals here in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament over Donovan Trumbull. We'll take a break and be back with the third set right after this.
Are you satisfied with your current Pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current Pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for pivot sales and service in Central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best darn pivot dealer around.
Again, we've got Monday Night Football on ESPN 1460 and 1550. And the Indianapolis Colts now trailing the San Diego Chargers 7-3. The Chargers up 7-3, 10 minutes to go in the first half. Keenan Allen, a 22-yard touchdown reception from Phillip Rivers, the only touchdown in the game. And in Major League Baseball, it is the Dodgers and the Cardinals doing battle. And let's see. We had the Dodgers up 1-0. Now they're up 2-0. The Dodgers up 2-0, top of the fifth over the St. Louis Cardinals. And the Cardinals up 2-0, but tonight the Dodgers are up early by a score of 2-0. Kearney Catholic 25-21, 25-13, to take the first two games. And Donovan Trumbull will serve it away to start the third set here. And here we go with Jordan Brumman. It clipped the net, came across. Connor was able to keep it up. Studi on the attack. It's down and good. And Morgan Studi with her seventh kill. She's got seven. Maddie Squires has eight. Connor has five for Donovan Trumbull. Heinrichs has nine. Glover has seven. That's 16 of their 19 kills. And Prasoski now to serve it away. Right side attack. Glover knocks it over. Squires got it up. Middle attack down and good. Kearney Catholic picking up the point. And it's 2-0. And obviously Donovan Trumbull's got to get that volleyball and get things turned around here as the way that set ended. And they're going to get some help here by the service error. Makes it 2-1. And back to serve it away will be Glover. Kaylee, far corner, got Prasoski to lunge after it. Bump set for Studi, takes it off the double block. Heinrichs with a quick return. Ball above the net. It's Connor against Heinrichs. Somehow it comes back over to the Stars there. Heinrichs with a lot more height, obviously. Set to Lauren. It's tight to the net. She dumped it across, and it's going to work. Heinrichs had to do everything she could just to stay out of the net. Got her 10th kill, and it's 2-2. And they need to get Lauren going again. She had an outstanding opening set when Donovan Trumbull had things clicking, even though they couldn't finish it off, and now the serve goes into the net. So back over to Kearney Catholic, 3-2. Stars with Morgan Studi now to serve it away. Three back on serve receive for the Cardinals. Jump serve is deep that time. Out of bounds. Right back over to Donovan Trumbull. And re-entering the front row is Ashton Mazur here for Donovan Trumbull. And Hannah Bosch will serve it away. Bosch floats it, 10-foot line, Studi. High set to the outside. Madison Squires tips it across, picked up by Brumman. Set out Heinrichs. She tips it over the double block, and there was nobody there. Heinrichs, gimme kill there. And Donovan Trumbull takes the lead at 4-3. Bosch tosses it and sends another short serve across. Close to the net. All Connor can do is set it across. So a chance here for Donovan Trumbull. Right side, the freshman Nemeth tips it across, picked up by Messbarger, and then she'll slap it over. Michelle, could it get the point? Donovan Trumbull was not expecting that. And Messbarger picks up the point from the libero position, and it is 4-4, and Jenny Beans, the freshman, will come in and serve it away again. Kearney Catholic still without Paige Herbert. Talked to Coach Chris Connor before the match. May play tomorrow. They hope for sure on Thursday. as Bean serves it across. Katzberg handles it, but it stays in the back row, and Nemeth has to set it across. Takes it out. Squires set back to Maddie on the left side. She rifled it into the net. Attack error. Point Donovan Trumbull. 5-4. And serving it away for the Cardinals will be Hadley Lewis. And waiting for the substitutions to get set, Lewis will serve. Sends that one right down the middle to Studi. Connor slides. Here's Shundoff on the attack, picked up by Glover. Now Heinrich's got an open look. Prasoski makes an outstanding dig. Squires on the attack, blocked up front. No, they're going to say it was four hits. Hard to tell any time that there's that block or four hit. I thought Missouri got a little bit of that, but nonetheless, Donovan Trumbull will take it. They get the point. Lewis a serve, up 6-4 at Studi. High set for Squires again, tries to roll it over, and that time it works. Maddie with her first kill of this game, ninth of the match. Side out Stars, Shayla Connor to serve it away, and checking into the front row, McKenna Butler for Kearney Catholic. And the serve by Connor, that knuckleball is an ace. Shayla with her third service ace. And for Connor on the year, she was second, third on the team in ace serves. Not a ton of ace serves for the team. And how about almost another one? Yes. Got just enough of a fingertip on it to give them a chance, but then the second diving attempt there by Heinrichs couldn't keep it alive. Back-to-back ace serves for Connor, and Kearney Catholic regains the lead. 7-6 here in the third set. The Stars are up 2-0. Connor serve. That's a very soft, short one, and it's her third ace. And now you're going to get a timeout by Donovan Trumbull. We've had a timeout about the same spot all three games. Kearney Catholic trailed early in games 1 and 3, but have come back and now leads at 8-6 in the third set. They're up 2-0 on Classic Hits.
Milzac Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off season, make the call to Milzac Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Melzac Service of Dannenbrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
And don't forget, whenever the match is over, it's the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll give you the final stats, chat with the coach, and a whole lot more here on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM. Kearney, Donovan Trumbull, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Shayla Connor has three consecutive ace serves that force the timeout. Now she moves it into the deep corner, picked up there by Lewis, right side Heinrichs, and she hits it into the net. Attack error, and the Stars, five quick points to turn it around. They're up 9-6. Connor with her 10th service point of the match. Not necessarily Shayla's strongest point. She's a good server. They just don't necessarily score that many points in this rotation. As the drive across by Mazur is dug out by Messbarger, passed across. Donovan Trumbull has to take it across from the back row. They get it over, but it's right at the 10-foot line to Butler. Set outside Squires. Big run. Maddie puts it down. Number 10 for Maddie Squires. 10-6 Stars. And again, Donovan Trumbull's got to find a way to get that ball back. And when they do, Heinrichs will be in the back row serving. Connor floats it across. Again, having trouble on serve receive right now, and they're not getting the swings they want. Taken over by Glover. Slide Shundoff in the middle. Nice swing that time. Picked up, though, by Glover. Here's Heinrichs from the left side. Termination number 12 for Lauren Heinrichs. Side out, Donovan Trumbull. And as we said, the sophomore will go back and serve it away. Heinrichs, couple of dribbles, and the serve. Cuts it into the corner. Picked up there by Maddie Squires to Shundoff, and Shundoff finds a wide-open back middle. Courtney with just her second kill. And checking in now, Whitney Colling. And also checking in for the first time is Kylie Teal, 5'8 freshman. Saw a lot of playing time earlier in the year. And now Whitney Colling will serve it away. She was the libero in the opening set, didn't play in game two, and now she'll serve it here in game three, and she'll serve an ace. Whitney Colling with her first ace, and it's 12-7, Kearney Catholic. Score update from the FKC. Overton has advanced to the semifinals with a straight set win over Elwood. They'll play SEM in the first match tomorrow night in the semifinals. Here's a serve that is passed close to the net. So Brubin tries to go two ball and drives it into the tape. So service error, service aces and attack errors, and another timeout will be called here by Donovan Trumbull. It's their final timeout. Kearney Catholic up 2-0 and 13-7 here in the third on Classic Hits.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Cairo, and Wood River.
And welcome back to Kearney Catholic's Cope Gymnasium. The Donovan Trumbull fans trying to pump a little life into the atmosphere here. Their Cardinals are struggling in the last set and a half. Down 2-0 and 13-7 here in the third. And Whitney Colling ready to serve it away. Colling with the left-handed serve. Picked up by Heinrichs. They set Glover on the outside. She'll terminate. Kaylee with her first kill of this game and eighth of the match. A much-needed side out for Donovan Trumbull. They trail 13-8, and in to serve it away will be the freshman Abby Williams. She, along with Nemeth, the two freshmen on the Donovan Trumbull roster. And the serve. Williams floats it to Mess Barker. Good pass to Connor. High set outside. Teal blocked up front by Bosch. Kearney Catholic goes Teal again, and this time sends it long. That's usually what happens with the younger players. You get blocked, and then you try to get it too strong. And out of bounds it goes. Williams with her first service point of the match will look for number two. Serves it at Teal. Connor back set this time. They're going to go to Butler. Dig bait back middle by Abby Williams to the outside. Glover tips it across. Dug out of the net by Shundoff. Passed across. Free ball here for Donovan Trumbull. Brumman to the outside. Glover on the swing, but it's deep and out of bounds. Point Kearney Catholic. And Oprek returns to the front row. Michelle Messbarger will stay in and serve it this time. Katzberg back in as the libero for Donovan. And this serve, a strong one, backpedaling. Lewis makes the play. Back set, Glover dumps it over for the open spot. Gets the kill. And that's number nine for Glover. 14-10, Kearney Catholic. And Jordan Brumman to serve it away. Brumman has yet to get a real good run going from that service line as their number one server. See if she can change that here. And the serve, nope, into the net. Back over to Kearney Catholic. 15-10, Prasoski comes in, and Butler checks out for Kearney Catholic. 15-10, Kearney Catholic. They won the opening two, 25-21 and 25-13. And floats this one across to Heinrichs. Brumman sets outside. This time they're going to go to Nemeth, and Nemeth's going to get the kill. Second kill for McKenna. And Donovan Trumbull now scratching a little bit here. Only down four. Glover to serve. That means Heinrichs back in that front row. Here's a short set, Oprich, and she'll drive it across for the Kearney Catholic kill. Callie, her fourth kill. 16-11. Coach Connor using everybody tonight. Jordan Streit checks in, a 5'6 freshman for Colling. She's going to play front row. And Kylie Teal now will serve it. Teal with the serve. Across at Katzberg. Here's the set outside. Heinrichs through the double block down and good. Lauren gets the ball right back over for the Cardinal. Mazur back into the front row. And Hannah Bosch to serve it away for Donovan Trumbull. Studi back in and Teal out for Kearney Catholic. And now we're ready to go again. Serve just floated across. Diving save Studi, but Connor makes a nice set in the middle. Oprek taps it across. Here's the middle attack for the Cardinals, and it is down and on the back line for Mazur, her second kill. Down to a three-point lead. Bosch trying to get a run going here. Put some momentum back on the Donovan Trumbull bench. They came out blazing in game one, but couldn't hold it. Serve across to Studi. Connor goes to Oprek. Has to be flat-footed. Ends up tipping it across, and it works. That was a pretty powerful little tip job there by Callie Oprek. Three of her five kills have come in this game, and it's 17-13. While the subs are being made, we can tell you the Dodgers continue to lead the St. Louis Cardinals in game three of the National League Championship Series by a score of 2-0 in the top of the sixth inning now. And an ace serve for Jenny Beans, her third. She's got one in each set. Monday Night Football, it remains San Diego 7, the Colts 3, 4.5 to go in the half. Expected that to be high scoring. It's anything but. And Beans fires another one across to Glover. Brumman sets right side to Nemeth. She's blocked up front that time by Streit. Then a free ball up above the net, swatted at by Shundoff. Dug out Glover to Heinrichs. High roll across, Beans with the pass to Connor. Shundoff in the middle will swing right at Glover. Passes it to Brumman, sets it in the back corner. Prasoski backpedals and makes the play. Set to Streit, Jordan kill. The first for the freshman. And it's 19-13, Kearney Catholic. Butler back in, Prasoski out. And Beans will continue to serve. I think Kearney Catholic got a little confused there about that it was still their serve, and so Butler's in there, not exactly really sure where she's supposed to be. 19-13, Beans keeps the serve. And across Glover, pass off the mark, stabbed at by Clocky and got it across. Here's the set slide to Shundoff. She's blocked up front by Heinrichs. Good dig by Streit. Connor has to pass it across and does. Rally going here. Clocky sets middle. Mazur on the swing. Dug out by Studi. Connor sets it for Streit again, and that time it's deep. Point Donovan Trumbull. So good defensive work by the Cardinals to keep that point alive. Adams Central takes the second set from top seed Wood River tonight, 25-21. So Adams Central and Wood River, I'm telling you, it's wide open, folks. 1-1 over at Wood River. And Elm Creek had to go to 30-28 to beat Eustis Farnham tonight in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. And Elm Creek will advance on to the semifinals where they will play Axtell tomorrow night. As Kearney Catholic picks up the point here to go 20-14. And Shayla Connor to serve it away. Connor, nice strong serve. Had a heck of a run last time to the outside. Attack Mazur blocked but out of bounds. And Ashton will get the kill. 20-15. Heinrichs to the back row. Lauren had 7 kills in the opening game. She's totaled 6 since. Glover, second on the team with 9. Heinrichs, strong serve. Messbarger plays it up. It stays in the back row and is passed across short. Free ball here. Here's Brumman, tight to the net. Gets it to Glover, who drops it down. Haley Glover on a nice set from Brumman. But I think they're going to wave it off and call him in the net. Yep, they're calling it in the net on Donovan Trumbull, and Kearney Catholic will get the ball. So scratch out the 10th kill there from Glover. That was so tight on that pass that it was tight to the net on the set as well. And now Colling will serve it away. Whitney left-handed fires it away. Katzberg has to set it back across at Colling. Here's the slide shunned off. Her attack is deep and out of bounds. Over to Donovan Trumbull. So the Stars getting all kinds of different rotations in there. Donovan Trumbull just hasn't been able to string together a run to get close in game number three. Stars are up 2-0, trying to get the sweep. And the serve from Abby Williams. Picked up by Colling. Teal from the 10-foot line got the kill. Kylie Teal will get her first kill of the match. 10 different Stars with at least one kill so far in this match, and they are 3 points away from the sweep as Michelle Messbarger will go back and serve it away at 22-16. Strong cross court serve to Heinrichs. Brumman sets back row to Heinrichs. She called for it. She's got the swing. Connor picked it up. It's off the floor. Butler ran it down, and it's passed across. Donna for trouble goes again on the quick. Right side attack, Bosch. Dugout, Messbarger. Slide right side. Butler dug out by Heinrichs. And now Glover can only tap it across. Connor is there. So Butler sets it, and Oprich sets it across. Out of system right now. Let's see what happens. Glover on the outside drives it over. Calling. There's Connor with the set. Teal from the left wing mishit it. And into the net it goes. Point Donovan Trumbull. Long rally there where everybody got their hand on the volleyball. And Katie Clocky back into the front row. Lewis out. Brumman to serve for Donovan Trumbull. Almost out of time here in this conference tournament. Left-handed serve to Teal. Connor picks it up, goes back to Teal, and it's a near side kill for Kylie. 23-17. The Stars will bring Prusoski in to serve it away. And don't forget that we've got more volleyball tomorrow, the semifinals here on Classic Hits from Wood River begin at 6. Prusoski short serve picked up by Glover, go to the middle. The attack is going to be blocked by Oprich. Nice save by Glover again. Slide to Oprich. She's blocked but out of bounds. Give the kill to Callie. Her sixth, and it is match point for the Stars at 24-17. And Prusoski serve right at Katzberg. Brumman with the set. On the outside to Clocky. She'll drive it over. Calling on the dig. Connor sets. Here's Teal. Her attack is deep, and we will play on for at least one more serve. Side out, Donovan Trumbull. And Kaylee Glover will serve it away, but it's match point number two for the Stars, 24-18. And Glover serve. Beautiful serve to Messbarger. Close to the net. Connor got it out of there. Oprich will put it down, and that is the end of the match. What a great job by the center, Connor, to turn that into a swingable ball for Callie Oprich. And that concludes our match. Kearney Catholic, the four-time defending champion, pushed early but had enough tonight to sweep Donovan Trumbull 25-21, 25-13, and 25-18. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this timeout on Classic Hits.
During harvest, there are some things you just don't want to hear, like this. That's the sound of a farm tire in trouble. And that's when you, your certified Firestone farm tire dealer for help. They'll right out to your field and your tire to have you back up and running in no time. So when you hear this, just your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer.
CPI, Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school volleyball, especially from the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. As the Stars and Ord advance on tonight, the 3 and 4 seeds, it's time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports Incorporated, keeping you geared up for the games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location today. If you see them before the games begin, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. A great selection to choose from. All the schools in Nebraska getting their game on with help from Misco Sports in Ord. We'll talk with Kearney Catholic coach Chris Connor here in just a moment. The numbers from the third set for Donovan Trumbull. Lauren Heinrichs had 4 kills. Hannah Bosch, 2 service points. Abby Williams, a service point. Kaylee Glover, a service point and 2 kills. Hadley Lewis, a service point. McKenna Nemeth, a kill. And Ashton Mazur, 2 kills. 9 kills, no ace blocks, and no ace serves. For Kearney Catholic, Michelle Messbarger had a kill. Kylie Teal had 2 kills. Morgan Studi a kill. Whitney Colling, 2 service points. 1 was an ace. Shayla Connor had 5 service points. 3 of those were aces. Maddie Squires, 2 kills. Courtney Shundoff, 2 kills. Callie Oprich, 5 kills. Allie Prusoski, 2 service points. Jordan Stride a kill. And Jenny Beans had 2 service points. 1 of those was an ace as Kearney Catholic takes the third set by a score of 25-18, 14 kills, no ace blocks, and 5 ace serves as the Stars pick up the win in game number 3. We'll take a look at the composite stats and talk with Coach Connor right after this.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Doug Duda joined now by Kearney Catholic volleyball coach Chris Connor, whose team improves to 14-6 with a straight set victory over Donovan Trumbull. And Coach saw all kinds of different players. You changed things up a little bit, moved your libero after the opening set. Donovan Trumbull came out with a lot of confidence. What did they do that gave you problems early on that you were able to kind of subdue when you made the changes?
Well, you know, our serve receive and defense was really not having a good night, and so give them a lot of easy balls, I thought, and they did a great job of, you know, hitting a lot of in-system sets and putting us away. And I don't know, we just looked jittery the first about 12, 13 points, and then we finally started settling down and passing a little bit better.
Talk about the change you made at the libero position. Was that planned, or was that something you did after the opening set?
Well, you know, we talked about at the beginning of the season, one of the great things about this team was we felt like we were pretty deep defensively. So Michelle Messbarger came in and did a great job. She hasn't, you know, played a ton of varsity, but she's been, every day she's getting better. You know, she pretty much dedicates her summers to tennis, and we understand that. And so it kind of takes a while, I think, to get into the volleyball swing, but she's been passing nails in practice, and she did tonight too.
Of course, one of the things that we can say, I told you I saw more kids tonight than I'd seen. These triangulars, you usually got some JV matches going on at the same time, so all the girls aren't available. And you haven't played that much the last couple of weeks, just the one match against Ravenna last week. Have all these kids kind of been earning playing time, or is this what you need to do the rest of the way, using this many kids?
Well, the concession stand said they needed more time, so we're trying to get in as many subs. No, we just got a lot of kids that we feel deserve to see the court, and so we intentionally get those kids in because they've been contributing in practice, and a lot of them have stepped up here late in the season. You know, whether it's offense or defense, you know, Jenny Bean's come in and done some nice things on the serving line for us in the last couple matches, and so she's the newest one to our lineup.
Are you seeing it gel, or is it too early to tell?
At times, and more and more so, you know. We still get into those times where, you know, we kind of start doubting and we're not really maybe listening to other players on the court. But I saw some nice plays tonight. I mean, I thought there were some, you know, we probably had our best practice of the year on Friday, and I thought, all right, things are together. And then we practiced again. And then I'm like, oh, man, it all fell apart again. So, you know, we're still up and down. But I thought that we put a lot more sequences together in which we played consistent.
Everybody that was suited tonight played. Paige Herbert's still out. What's her status?
She tells me she'll be back tomorrow, you know, but she also thought she'd be back last week. So we'll see. I'm hoping by Thursday, but again, you don't want to bring her back too early, you know, when she's not quite ready. So I'm sure our trainer, Scott, will have a good heads up on that. And, you know, we hope we have her back sometime this week. We're not sure.
As we move on, you guys are used to obviously advancing and doing very well, winning 6 of the last 7 conference titles here. But just the 3 seed this year, because you lost some of those games at Beatrice that you didn't lose last year, and the wild card points and the records just aren't the same. Wood River and Adams Central are going to the third set, even at a game apiece. St. Paul is currently taking on Loup City, who took 5 sets to beat Gibbon tonight. But you haven't seen St. Paul yet this year. What do you know about them if that's the team you play tomorrow?
Well, I saw them a lot this summer, and they look good this summer. I mean, they're quick. You know, Coach Kane does a great job of getting those girls to move on the court and utilizes everything they have. You know, they have a nice setter. She's hard to read. You know, they're going to be tough. You know, defensively, they cover the court very well. So I'm sure it'll be a tough game for us.
What about the teams that kind of remain here? is there a matchup for you? Because as we know, you're playing short this year compared to the last 3 or 4 years, and there's really nobody else in the conference. Donovan Trumbull had a couple of girls, but there's really nobody else in the conference that can bring what they brought. You seem to handle that pretty good. I only had them for one ace block tonight.
Mm-hmm. You know, one thing we probably tried to do is maybe quicken things up a little bit. I thought we did a better job. I thought Shea did a good job of hitting those middles when, you know, they had single blocks, hitting them a little bit more in system. So that was big for us. I know Callie said one time, I'm not hitting a dog. I'm not sliding that. You see that big girl over there? No way, you know. So she's kind of got that deer in the headlight look. But I thought she did a nice job of calling some smart shots.
All right, Coach, we'll let you get back to work here because it's Monday. It's a school night.
Yeah.
It's Columbus Day. We worked overtime. We'll see you tomorrow night.
All right. Thanks, Doug.
Chris Connor, head volleyball coach, Kearney Catholic. They win it in straight sets tonight. And we'll be back and wrap it up on the Nabisco Sports postgame show right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Let's take a look at the overall final stats now of tonight's match. And after double-checking our stats here in that last game, Shayla Connor had one kill and take one away from Oatbreak. So that's what we've got for you there. Let's take a look at Kearney Catholic Donovan Trumbull final numbers. For Donovan Trumbull, Jordan Brumman had four service points. Lauren Heinrichs led the way with 13 kills. She had an ace serve. Hannah Bosch, three service points, one kill. Abby Williams, one service point. Kaylee Glover had three service points. One was an ace. She also had nine kills in the match. Hadley Lewis, four service points. One was an ace. McKenna Nima, two kills. Ashton Mazur, three kills and had an ace block. Overall tonight, I had Donovan Trumbull for 28 kills, one ace block, and three ace serves. But the Cardinals continue to play very good teams, and they're just not getting over the hump. They're 10-13 right now, and Donovan Trumbull done with the Lou Platte Conference Tournament. And up next for the Cardinals, somewhere along the way I lost that sheet, so I apologize for that, trying to find what they've got next on their agenda here. So mess that up, apologize. Donovan Trumbull will have more volleyball here right around the corner. And for Kearney Catholic, let's go ahead and take a look at their stats. First off, we go Michelle Messbarger, picked up a kill from that libero position. Kylie Teal had two kills. Morgan Studi, two service points. One was an ace. She had seven kills. Whitney Colling, five service points. One was an ace. Shayla Connor led the team in serving tonight with 11 points, five ace serves, had an ace block and six kills. Maddie Squires had a team-high 10 kills. Courtney Shundoff, an ace block, 3 kills. Kelly Oatbrick, 2 ace blocks, 6 kills. Anna Squires had a kill. Allie Prasoski, 9 service points. One was an ace. Mackenzie Smith, 2 service points and a kill. Jordan Streit had a kill. And Jenny Beans, the freshman, 6 service points, and 3 of those were aces. For Kearney Catholic tonight, 38 kills, 4 ace blocks, 11 ace serves as the Stars improved to 14-6 on the season. Only two losses to Aurora and Grand Island Central Catholic since the first weekend of the season when they went to Beatrice. They're now 14-6 with a 25-21, 25-13, 25-18 victory. They will play in the second semifinal tomorrow night, most likely against St. Paul, after Ord takes on the winner of the Adams Central and Wood River matchup, which is even at a set apiece.